Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We just love to share on this show awesome ways that you can give back and things that help to keep you engaged year round. I also love to give some exclusives. It's a packed show, folks. I am just super stoked. And my partner in crime is back. Yeah.
Yay.
She came up for air.
I just had to close my restaurant and then I was able to come,
suddenly you
come
have time
back to
on
work.
Your hands. Oh my goodness. For those of you who are just tuning in, that is the infamous Miss Kitty Wagner, local restaurateur, brilliant in the kitchen, and she has a way with wine. She always brings a bottle. So today we have a scrumptious Sauvignon Blanc.
It is. It's from northern Italy, up in the north of Milan area, up in the base of the Italian Alps, and it's just phenomenal. It's got a ton of minerals to it. It clearly was grown on limestone soil. It's got that chalky minerality, and it's a Sauvignon Blanc, and it's crisp, and it's beautiful, and it's called Colio. And I just got it recently. I loved it so much that
it's
even
a gorgeous
though,
bottle. It's a real like
I know,
brute bottle.
Even though I was closing the restaurant, I had to get a case or two
just
for
take
the
a
house.
Case. You know, charge it. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
What I like about this is it's not overly citrus.
So
it has the very approachable profile. Yes, you get the minerality, yet it's a lightness to it as well.
Right. It's not overbuilt. And
perfect for day drinking.
It's not
Yay.
High alcohol content either, which is what you don't need that in white wine, especially in Florida, as hot as it is.
Correct.
Yes.
See, that's why she's so smart, folks. That's why we listen to her. And then we ask her, so now that that's a wrap at the Blue Star in downtown Vero, what's next, Kitty?
Oh, just stay tuned. I'm not sure yet. I'm looking at a lot of different opportunities and possibilities. You know, anything from maybe a pastry shop to a wine shop to another restaurant. I don't know. I'm taking some time off and there's a lot of opportunities around right now.
Yes.
Post-COVID,
yeah, there are some opportunities to be had.
There are. And not on the backs of other people. There's been some spaces that have been open for, you know, empty for over a year that I've been kind of longingly looking at. I just want to do something a lot smaller than what I was doing before. Because let's face it, the Blue Star was great, but that was a huge space for me.
It had an awesome run. And I'm telling you, it's interesting that it had it evolved. The Blue Star itself changed its imagery once, twice, throughout its lifespan.
Yeah, twice.
So now it's kind of cool that you get to kind of start from scratch.
Right.
And explore some new options. So just know that all of us are so excited for you and supportive. And I know that you went out with a bang.
We did. We had a busy final weekend. It was great. We had a ton of support from a lot of our loyal clients who came in and made reservations because that was the only way to get in the door. And, you know, enjoyed their foie gras and their sweetbreads and their
As they
rack
should.
Of lamb for one more time until I go back into the kitchen or whatever I'm going to do. So, yeah, it was great. It was really great. And the final dinner that we did was a fundraiser for my staff. And people paid a lot of money to
so
come
generous.
To that on Sunday. And we gave all the money to the staff. So that was really, really, really great because a lot of them, you know, came up short on unemployment and things like that. The state system is just so messed up that some of them, even though they filed, still haven't seen a dime. So it was really nice to be able to help them out and do that.
Absolutely.
Because they're amazing.
You have a heart of gold, Miss Kitty, and I'm so glad that the community came out to support you throughout the duration of Blue Star and, of course, for the grand finale night. And our beautiful producer, Cindy, is saying that she is supporting anything you do that brings out good bread and pastries. She is very excited. I love a lady who's not gluten-free. I'm telling you, out of COVID, so many of my people that I know and love are, like, changing up their diets. They're going vegan. They're quitting drinking. They're gluten-free. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't keep up with all of these necessities.
Wait, what?
I'm like, I'm having a meat-filled barbecue. Who wants to join me?
I will.
Right?
Like, I will. I'll be right there.
It's very simple. But, you know, Kitty, just to touch on what you said and bring in our guest. This community is so generous, and I know a number of us were able to keep working and our businesses were able to maintain having their doors open. Yes, things might in fact be tighter, yet there is a way that we can give back and we can know directly that cost and the impact it's going to make. So here in the studio, Phil Barnes, he's the new executive director of our local Youth Guidance. That's youthguidanceprogram.org for those of you who are interested in looking it up online. And Phil has for us the opportunity to sponsor a kid to go to summer camp, which I love this concept.
Yes, and thank you again, Anna, for having me on the show today. But very, very happy to be here. And yes, you can sponsor a child to go to summer camp. It's $200, and that is the real cost that it takes to send a child to our 9-week summer camp program. Started on June 1st, and it'll go to July 31st, but there's still a chance to support a child.
So I love that you're adhering to the CDC regulations and that there's approximately 24 kids each week that are going to benefit from the programming, right?
Yes. So 24 kids a day. And basically, after each week, we rotate the kids. So we're giving more kids the opportunity to participate. But we can't do our usual number of 50 kids
Correct.
A day because of CDC. And yes, we are maintaining social distancing, and the staff is wearing masks, and we have extra sanitation processes in place. But It's going very well so far, and the kids are loving it. They're finally able to get off the couch and
spread their wings
yes.
a little bit. Children need this.
Yes.
And honestly, I am a huge fan of being able to teach kids real life skills. I myself am a mom. My son is 13. He's never done more baking than what's been required of mama's at home economics schooling than what's transpired in the past several weeks. And so when you sent some information ahead of time, I was very impressed to see the different themes and the different vocational and trade programming that you all are going to offer. So, Phil, will you delve a little deeper for our listeners so they know just what kind of benefit these low-income kids are going to be able to get from that $200?
Absolutely, yes. And we are pushing the trades and vocations right now. It's sort of a start for us. It's not something we've traditionally done,
right.
Although it marks a new direction, building on our past success as well. But really what we're offering, we've already started offering a bike repair and maintenance program, and that was made possible through collaboration with Orchid Island Bike and Kayak. Malcolm over at that
Love
shop.
Love those people.
Yes.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Malcolm. He is so generous. And the folks over at Bike Walk of Indian River County, which is a lesser known nonprofit, but they are a group of adults that rehab old bikes and give them out to the community. So we thought, you know, why don't we bring the kids involved in this, get them the skills to learn how to fix up a bike, repair the chain.
You need to know how to fix a bike chain.
Yeah.
When you're vigorously riding to your next destination, it could very well fall off.
Yes. And look, and a lot of our kids, bike is their main form of transportation.
For sure.
So what was really cool about this program is we took them into this warehouse, which has hundreds of old bikes that are really your beach cruisers, you got your mountain bikes, your racing bikes, and the kids got to pick their favorite bike to fix up and then keep as
awesome.
Part of the program.
That's cool.
Yeah. So right now, you can walk into our facility. We're over at the old library building, in case anybody didn't know, right in downtown Vero. And these kids, they have wrenches in their hands. They're learning how to use socket wrenches and just take off the tires, repair inner tubes. And this is sort of the first thing we're offering in this sort of trades vocational
It's a perfect
vein.
Introduction.
Yes. And to speak about restaurateur and you know, the life skills, of course, you know, we do want to add that very soon. And we're already looking to add a community garden. We just got a fence at our property, actually. It is up as of today.
Exciting.
Yes.
So when we drive by, we'll see some new
features. You'll see a fence.
That's exciting, though.
It sounds pretty basic, but for us, it's huge because it's a busy street.
Yes.
Obviously, State Route 60. So you don't want the kids it'll keep them safe and give them good space to run around in and really experience the outdoors. And what we want to do now is put a community garden on the east side of our building. And down the road, this is mid to long term goal, is to have a teaching kitchen in that facility where not only can the kids grow their own food, But then they can learn how to prepare it, how to make healthy meals with specialists from the community, such as restaurant owners. You'll be the first.
I love teaching people how to cook.
Yes. And, you know, they're kids, but it's like, I was speaking with somebody on the phone earlier today, but it's just introducing them to these things because otherwise they might never
be exposed to it.
Exactly. And it's just giving them that opportunity to just dive in head first, get that hands-on experience. That's what we're all about.
So, Phil, this program's going to run all the way through the end of July.
Yes.
Kids are slated to go back to school August 10th. Clearly, I have these dates memorized. It's important for me to know and to share with the fellow mommies and daddies out there. But truly, if there were kids that had the opportunity to get sponsored and they can get on to the calendar and get kind of rotated in, is there still an opportunity for them to also get a bike? How would something like that work for the latecomers?
Yes. So basically right now we are adding more children.
Okay. So
we just discussed this today, but we're going to add, right now we have groups of 6 kids and 1 adult. And we're going to bump it up to 10, you know, 10 total. Just
hey,
to,
the governor because, says it's all good.
Exactly.
If he says it, I agree.
And, you know, we did the 6 just because we were really wanted to play it safe when we opened at first, because we didn't want to jump into it and then, you know, not be able to recover
from
such.
Have to scale all the way back. Yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. So now we're at the point where we're comfortable enough to add more kids. So sponsorship opportunities are certainly still something we're looking for. And these kids will be able to participate in the other activities we have. So we have themes each week.
Yeah, let's rattle off some of these themes because they're super cool.
Yes.
Can I start with my favorite?
Yes.
So I love the fact that I'm launching this new blog with my family, and we're calling it River Roman with the Tilleries. And I myself am just learning some great outdoors skills. So I was exceptionally proud of the fact that you all are implementing the great outdoors as a week theme.
Yes. Yes, we are. Great outdoors. We do want to, we take our kids camping. We're not sure if we're going to be able to do it this summer, teach them basic survival skills and that sort of thing. But, you know, they're tie-dyeing shirts. They're going to go paddle boarding and kayaking thanks to.
So cool.
Yeah. And that's thanks to another organization in town, Paddles by the Sea.
We love Chris. He's good people.
Chris is great people. Yeah. And really, that's what this organization, we really depend on the generosity of the local community. And it's so cool to see people step up and support this, because Youth Guidance, not many people know, it's been around since 1973. So it's an older organization and very established. And we have roots going back pretty far. So it's
great to see. And it makes a direct impact with the kids. I mean, there's no doubt that when you're spending this one-on-one time that the kids are benefiting and you can see it. And of course, there's always an opportunity for mentors.
Yes, definitely an opportunity for mentors. If anybody is interested in getting involved, you know, they just call our number at the office or visit our website. We do have all our mentors pass a level 2 background check, but you know, we have a dedicated team over there, and it's great for the kids.
So outside of the summer, what does mentorship look like?
Sure. So it's after school, typically, okay. Mentorship. And right now our program runs from about 3:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. after school. So we are open later. We do feed the children, too. That's important.
I would hope so, because that's prime dinner time. If you don't feed me by 7:30, something.
Angry.
I'm so angry.
Yes. We do feed the children. And I should note that during the summer, they're getting breakfast and lunch.
Oh, perfect. So, good.
Yeah. So they are definitely well fed. And again, with these themes, they're doing all sorts of fun activities like art projects, science experiments. We take them on field trips. We have a 3D printer, so it's pretty cool that they get to engage with that type of technology. But really now, we're building on that, and we want to give these kids hands-on skills to introduce them to vocations that, you know, they may not require a college degree. But they're lucrative careers.
Most definitely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I so wish I was if I was an electrician.
Right?
Yeah.
You would
I wish I was an electrician.
Yes. We need you in the kitchen giving me wine and good food, Kitty. But yes, that's where we just meet a very good electrician. I'm telling you, that was the most attractive thing about my husband, who's so darn handy.
He is very handy.
And Anna, I think we're losing that to an extent among younger kids now, because not all of them are getting that experience to become handy. And that's why we're trying to teach them those skills so that they learn them somewhere along the lines.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll get you a good lady one day.
Or
a gent.
And, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it does. It builds confidence, really, I think, at the core. But also what it does is it positions the kids for success, really. It gets them confident.
Success looks a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And for those of you who are listening and you're just tuning in, that's Phil Barnes. He's our executive director at Youth Guidance. YouthGuidanceProgram.org is the website with all sorts of opportunities for you to be able to step up and help sponsor a child over the course of the summer. For just $200, they get to engage in all sorts of fun activities, learn some new skills, and more importantly, create some friendships and relationships that will last a long time to help build them as people and citizens moving forward. And when we get back from a short commercial break, we will highlight the upcoming fundraiser that will help to bring in some income for this particular nonprofit. But of course, a number of nonprofits and businesses were affected during COVID. So, you know, once we feel more comfortable getting out in the public, it sure would be nice to be able to support them. Just to touch on the great outdoors, which will be one of the themes for one of the weeks throughout the summer at Youth Guidance. I myself just started camping with the family, as we're going to be taking the pontoon down every river in Florida is our goal. And I realized that I need to go see my friends over at Foxy Nails, because when you're outdoors, long, voluptuous nails isn't as awesome as short, fabulous Foxy Nails. So we will be correcting that as I learn myself how to be a good outdoors lady. And they are, in fact, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. by appointment only. You do need a face mask. They'll provide one if you don't have one. You sign a little waiver, you sanitize, and then they'll create any design, any style, any color, any implementation, and it literally lasts for weeks. So kids, guys, gals, manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extensions, you name it, they can do it now, 7 days a week for you over at Foxy Nails. And then just to mention about being handy and having those skills and those trades, White Glove Moving and Storage is hiring. That's right. They clearly have great taste in marketing people, hence yours truly, yet they also are looking for some handy, strong movers to grow in our team. We are busy. We were essential through COVID, and we're still there to help the citizens and residents, whether they're relocating locally or nationwide, as White Glove Moving and Storage Interstate Agent with Beacon. So if you know of someone who's looking for a great job, that wants benefits full-time, that's looking for a team environment, look no further than White Glove. We have our application online, whitegloveusa.com/employment opportunities. You can log on, sign in, super simple. And if you know of anyone that needs help with the heavy lifting, want a free estimate, White Glove Moving and Storage, we're here for you. So there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back on the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving, along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness. June. It's like, so, it's so here. And I'm so looking forward to the future. Thanks for tuning in. The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. If you want to look your best, visit my friends at True Colors Salon and Spa on Old Dixie. I'm telling you, I've used a couple of different stylists because it accommodates my schedule better as a working wife and mom. They've never exceeded my budget, and they've been able to give me time and time again my preferred hour that I want to be in there, and I love the results. They have over 20 different stylists. They have a stylist for every budget. And for working ladies, they do weekends and evening hours. True Colors Salon and Spa. They have promotions and specials going all June. So come out and support them. Wear your face mask. Book your appointment. You will be so happy you did. And Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They can give you a complimentary consultation to get you in the home of your dreams. I know Kitty, over the years, have been able to work with them in the past, and it was a great experience, right?
They're fantastic.
They're very knowledgeable. They use local appraisers, and they keep their loans in-house. That's a huge differentiation. So reach out to Caliber if you want to own a home. Summer moving is where it's all at. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Most people move during the summer. Like Kitty is going to be moving into an exciting new venture. She's going to tell us all about it at some point, darn it.
Hopefully, working on it.
Well, one of the things that Kitty and I have done over the years is been able to support a number of nonprofits by doing fun and creative things, from donating a bunch of cases of wine and doing wine tosses to hands-on kitchen activities and
riding
so forth.
Riding the bull.
I mean, that was just fun.
There's been a lot of fun.
That was
Trust
just fun.
Me, doing charity work is never dry. It is always a blast. I have swung hammers at Habitat. I've worked with Youth Guidance. I've done all kinds of stuff, and it is a blast. So if you're sitting around going, what should I do today? Like, go find something that speaks to you. It's great.
Or right now, you could just sign up and be a mentor.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. At Youth Guidance, we all have extra time on our hands, and you know, if you don't have a kid of your own that you're super responsible for, I'm just saying.
You get to hand them back when you're done.
It's
beautiful.
Awesome. That's brilliant. So here in the studio, we have Phil Barnes. He's our executive director of Youth Guidance. And Youth Guidance is actually known for a signature event throughout our community annually. And the Tropical Luau is something I look forward to time and time again. Good news. It's on the books.
Yes, it is still on. Saturday, October 10th. So everybody mark your calendars.
At the beautiful Oak Harbor. I happen to know a handsome gentleman that heads up the facilities there. I married him. And I'm just saying, whenever I've been able to MC or help an event, a local nonprofit, and it's been at Oak Harbor, they get a lot more perks if you have me as an MC. I'm just planting seeds, Phil.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
I need to know this kind of stuff.
I could be
that's
an
MC great.
And get you perks.
Anna?
I could get you free balloons.
Okay.
I could get free helium.
All
I'm
right.
just saying.
All right.
Those are the things
pass
I have.
That, up.
That counts.
Cannot pass it up. All right.
I'm free and I get you helium. I mean, hello.
That's pretty sweet.
It's the best deal I've ever heard of. So let's sign me up.
We'll
make it happen.
We'll talk.
Okay.
What can folks expect for the Tropical Luau? Because sponsorships just opened up.
Yes, they did. So our sponsorships start at $500 each, and that includes tickets to the event. Tickets themselves, if you want to purchase them, they are $125 a piece. Really, the Luau, it's just a fun-filled event, and the whole community really comes out to support the kids, and it's really inspiring to see. But we sell out every year, and this is my first year here at this organization for this event, but people have just told me great things, and I'm so excited to be part of it now. So it's, Lori Connolly, fortunately, she's very active in the community. She's the chair this year. So
oh, is she?
Yes.
She's one of my favorite realtors.
Yes.
She is a good white glove gal.
You guys are good friends. Yeah, she's great.
I love me some Lori. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes. Yeah, and she's extremely helpful and really knows the ropes. So it's going to be, we want it to be our best event yet. And we're not letting COVID stop us in this regard. So we can't wait. We're excited.
I hope that we can do it without face masks. It just does something to take away from the outfit. But if I have to, I'll tropical out a face mask and bring it. It's fine.
Well, then you could have like one of those Caribbean like carved face masks, like
oh,
you know, like a tribal mask. That could be kind of cool too.
That could be way cool.
Or you could get a paper mache parrot head to put on your head or something.
She
I don't
does
know.
Think outside of the box.
These I don't
some,
know.
These are some good ideas.
Yeah,
going
you could
right
you
now.
Could totally have I'm, like I'm a face mask these. Made out of like plumeria flowers or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That could be really beautiful.
It could be beautiful. So once again, if you want to be able to help sponsor a kid for summer program, get involved with the mentorship, or even step up to buy tickets or sponsorships, the youthguidanceprogram.org is the website you can visit. Thank you so much, Phil. Congratulations, Kitty, on a successful Blue Star in your next new adventure.
Thank you.
Ladies
Thank
and
you.
Gentlemen, theveroinsider.com. Until next week, cheers.
Cheers.